You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Police find Petrina Best, 38, unresponsive at her home. Then, Carl Kearney Jr., head football coach Spalding High, walks into the police station and confesses to strangling her during an argument.
Nancy, we're now learning that Best was in the process of moving from her post in Georgia to her latest travel nurse assignment in Hawaii. Kearney offered to help Best take her belongings to her parents' Assateague, Maryland home for storage. Kearney admitted to police that he choked Best during an argument. When Kearney realized Best was unconscious, he tried to slap her awake, but she was already deceased. Kearney took off in Best's car, but later returned to Prince George's County, where he turned himself in to authorities.
Football coach Carl Kearney now facing first and second degree murder charges. If you have info, please contact Prince George's County, Maryland PD, 301-516-2512. Well, this is a first. Arrested for throwing a snowball, Abu, an Amazon driver, stops to unload his truck. He sees an obviously intoxicated Yeeson Sanchez engaging in inappropriate behavior with one hand and a beer in the other. He confronts Sanchez, who jumps into the delivery van and starts grabbing packages. Abu pushes Sanchez, who retaliates by lunging at him. Abu then picks up a handful of snow and hurls it. Sanchez falls to the ground. Abu runs to a cop nearby for help. Sanchez also notices the officer and yells that Abu punched him. Both men arrested in what becomes a he said, he said. Sanchez charged with larceny and public lewdness. Abu facing third degree assault. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A 26-year-old male suspect has been taken into custody in connection with the murder of a nursing student whose body was discovered on the University of Georgia campus. For the latest, here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
Police say that Jose Antonio Ibarra, a resident of Athens, Georgia, was named as the suspect and arrested in connection with the death of 22-year-old Lakin Hope Riley. The Augusta University College of Nursing student's body was discovered close to running trails, sparking a well-publicized police inquiry that focused on an apartment building immediately south of the scene. According to authorities, the suspect acted alone, and it appears that he did not know the victim. During a news conference, University of Georgia Police Chief Jeff Clark stated that investigators were able to locate Ibarra, who lived in one of the apartments, thanks to footage from campus security and other technology. Chief Clark added that police believe that Ibarra committed a solo act because of the substantial evidence they have amassed in the case. Additionally, he stated that the investigation points to no relationship between the victim and the suspect. After Riley's friend informed police that she had not returned from her morning run, the victim's body was found by police searching a wooded area close to Lake Herrick, which has walking and running paths that are popular with local residents. According to emergency medical personnel, Riley was dead before police found her body. Clark stated without providing further details that blunt force trauma was the cause of death. Clark also announced that Ibarra is charged with felony murder, malice murder, aggravated battery, aggravated assault, false imprisonment, kidnapping, hindering a 911 call, and concealing the death of another.
Ibarra remains behind bars at the Athens-Clark County Jail. For almost half a century, Thomas Eugene Creech has been fed three meals a day, taken to medical appointments, and has had his well-being checked by Idaho prison staffers. This week, his execution is to be carried out by employees of the very same prison system. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
The 73-year-old Creech, who has been on death row for one of the longest stretches of time in the country, will be executed this week by lethal injection for the 1981 murder of another prisoner, a crime carried out with a battery-stuffed sock. Creech's only hope to escape execution is a last-minute stay. Creech's murder of David Jensen, a young disabled man serving time for auto theft, was the culmination of a long string of murders in which Creech was convicted in three different states. He is also implicated in at least a half dozen additional cases.
In an attempt to halt the execution, which would be Idaho's first in 12 years, Creech's lawyers have filed a flurry of last-minute pleas in four separate courts in recent months.
Thanks, John. Brandy Knipe, 29, drops off her little sister at a bus stop, Moxville, North Carolina. Brandy, a mother of three, is known for going off the grid, but that said, her family waits 4 years to report her missing? Okay, I've got a problem with that. Police searched the home where she lived with an ex-boyfriend, find no sign of foul play. The Buick in which Brandy was driving is also gone. Police search a lake house where she and some of her family live for a while. It's owned by a man who, despite living alone, has woman's clothes and shoes in a private room. Brandy's whereabouts remain unknown. She has been missing since 2006. If you have info, contact Davie County, North Carolina Sheriffs, 336-751-5547 or the NCBI, 800-334-3000. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.